conceived by Sam Robertson.
A202 at counter 37. B5.
Can you tell where Sam is right now just by listening to these noises? Take as long as you need. There's time.
At counter 22.
Any guesses? You give up? He's at the DMV. Sam's been in line for an hour already, and you'd think it'd be really boring, but actually a conversation just kind of started happening organically between him and a really funny person in line behind him, and that's made the wait kind of nice, to be completely honest, so the time's gone by pretty quick.
All right, looks like I'm next finally. What are you here for? I've never even asked.
Just getting my license renewed. Nothing exciting. It expired on my birthday a couple months ago, and I just haven't gotten around to it. I don't have a car, so it doesn't really matter. How about you?
That's cool. I'm here to see about maybe advertising on all these monitors everywhere.
Whoa. That's a great idea, actually, because everyone's got to come in these doors at some point. That's a lot of potential customers.
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea. But it feels weird being here all dressed up with my briefcase and everything. I just started wearing these clothes, so they don't feel natural yet. I see everyone stealing glances at me. I don't blame them, but it makes me feel really nervous, so I'm sorry if I'm acting pretty weird.
I was gonna ask what's the occasion, but I didn't want to be rude. You're not acting weird. And I think you look really sharp, to be honest. That's a cool suit.
Thanks. That's nice of you to say. I'm a salesman, but I'm new to it.
What are you selling?
The Old Testament.
Oh.
I don't have business cards yet, but I can write down my website for you. There's pens everywhere you look here.
No, that's okay.
It's not a big deal. I can write it down, no problem. I have some paper. Here, 1 second.
No, stop. I don't like that book.
Oh, okay. It's not like the regular Old Testament or anything. I illustrate it.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Okay, that's fine. Well, it was good talking to you. It looks like
yeah,
I'm up.
Yeah, see ya.
Hi, can I see your identification, please?
Hello. I actually, I'm just here to see about advertising here at the DMV.
Can I see your identification, please?
Really? Even though I just have some questions about advertising? I don't think you should really need my ID for this request.
Yeah, I guess not. Sorry. I'm sort of on autopilot here. I talk to probably 100 people each day, you know? Okay, so what are you asking about?
Well, these screens all around. Last time I was here, I saw you had these monitors with advertisements on them, and I wanted to learn if I could become one of the lucky advertisers with you here. I have a product your clientele might be very interested in. I really, really, really want my ad to be in the rotation with all these other cool advertisements. So it flips through every day, you know?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm the person to talk to, actually. I'm the one in charge of advertising here.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Perfect. Yeah, so what's the process? Is there any availability left? What does it cost?
One question at a time. Sheesh.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm just super excited.
Oh, I totally get it. Okay. I think I remember all your questions. Let me tackle them one at a time. The process? You just fill out this form. Availability? Yes, one slot just opened up today, actually. A porta potty company that advertised with us for almost a whole decade just loaded all their potties on a bunch of semis and moved out west, so they no longer need our services. So yeah, you can have their spot if you want. And what does it cost? $50 a month. Totally worth it.
Awesome, let's do it. Can I just pay you now to secure my spot in the rotation?
Sure. It's $50 a month or 3 months for $120.
Okay. Well, let's do 3 months then. I feel really good about this. And it'll motivate me to throw an advertisement together ASAP because I don't actually have one made just yet. Okay. Here you go. One $100 bill. And let's see. I have 14 ones, it looks like. And I'm pretty sure I have about $6 in this sack of change, I think. Is that close enough? Want me to count it?
No, you don't have to count it. That's close enough. Just so long as our registers aren't too off by the end of the day, they don't mind.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, sorry, it's all I have. It's the last of my money, actually, so I really hope this works and that people buy my product because they saw it advertised here.
You won't regret it. I guarantee it. What is your ad going to be about?
You might never have guessed it, but I'm a Bible salesman.
Oh, okay. Your outfit makes sense now. I was going to say, I really like the tie. I love all the hearts on it. What kind of Bible are you selling?
It's the King James Old Testament, but I illustrated it. It's kind of all modern and stuff. It's hard to describe.
Whoa, crazy. I want to see it.
Sure, yeah. I got a copy here if you want to take a peek at it.
Holy cow! Gold foil and a red bookmark ribbon? Whoa, if I wasn't on the clock right now, I'd buy one for sure. Do you have a website?
Yeah, I do now. I just got one set up yesterday, actually. I don't have business cards yet, but my website, it's easy to remember. It's www.americasbible.com, no apostrophe.
Yeah, I can remember that. I'm surprised you could get that domain.
Me too. I almost shrieked when I saw it was available.
Well, if business is ever going well for you and you feel like expanding, I might be interested in quitting this job and joining your sales fleet.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I think I want a career change.
Well, that's cool. It's good to change things up sometimes.
I love people a ton and I like working with them, but I get pretty mean here sometimes. I snap at people. I feel like a big jungle cat at the zoo trapped in a space that's way too small where I don't belong and I don't even know how I got here. I raised my voice yesterday at someone after they brought in the wrong materials to renew their disability parking certificate and I made them cry. I felt so bad. I cried at home about it for half the night. I went through half a box of tissues.
Well, don't be so hard on yourself. Dealing with so many people here, I'd imagine they'd probably all kind of blend into one giant needy person. It would become so hard to see everyone as a new individual after a while. I don't think I could handle that.
Thank you. That means a lot to hear, actually.
And everyone cries, so that's okay.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'd love it if one day I had a sales fleet and we joined forces. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great idea, actually. You'd be so good at sales. Better than me, that's for sure.
You really think so?
Without a question.
Thanks for saying that.
Well, I mean it. I think it would be so fun to be part of a team. Trying to sell this thing all by myself gets lonely sometimes. I feel so exposed and alone out here in this herringbone suit from the 70s. It smells all musty too, just always wafting up into my nose. Sorry, I probably smell so bad. I should bring it in somewhere to get it washed.
You don't smell that bad.
Thanks for saying that. It means a lot to hear, actually. I'd love to have a cool team to work with for what I'm doing here. Thanks for the idea. What's your number? Maybe I'll call you sometime after I think it over. If and when it makes sense to expand this operation.
Great. Yeah, here's a pen to write down my number. And don't even think about taking the pen home with you. It's latched to this chain.
I always thought these pens were so cute with their little metal beaded chains that connect them to the counters.
Oh, they're such a smart invention.
But if I really wanted to take one, I'd just bend the little connector piece, free the pen.
Don't do that.
Okay. What was your name, actually? I never asked.
It's Olive. I don't want to hear any jokes about it. Trust me, I've heard them all.
Hey, that's a great name. My name is just boring old Sam.
Don't be hard on yourself. That's not boring. Okay, maybe it's a little boring. Just kidding, it's not. Okay, are you ready for my number?
All right, yeah. Let's hear it.
You ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
297-488-1212.
Okay, cool, Olive. Thanks for all your help and support today. I'll be in touch about stuff if I ever get to the expansion phase with things.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah, send me over an email to olive@dmv83.gov with that advertisement.
Advertisement? Oh, yeah, I totally forgot that's why I was here. Okay, yeah, that sounds like a plan. Expect an email later today with the file attached. Have a great day, Olive. See you later.
See you later, boring old Sam.
Oh, cut it out.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, all right, well, see you later.
See ya.
Sam leaves the DMV looking down at his scuffed-up shoes, unsure of how they got so tarnished and weathered because he's barely even used them ever yet. His suitcase sways in his hand with each footstep, and he tries hard to imagine the faces of all the hundreds of thousands of people that might soon see his advertisement in that busy, inspiring room he just got out of. He feels good right now. And he's guessing it's likely he'll make back his $120 pretty quick. Maybe even on the first day his advertisement airs. But wait. Where is Sam's truck? He parked it right here.
Wait a second. Where's my truck?
Well, this happened to Sam before when street sweeping happened on his block a year back, so Sam's trying not to panic. He'd thought his truck was stolen that time, but it had just gotten towed to the impound lot because he hadn't seen the no parking on Tuesday sign. And plus, Sam's had to call the impound lot so many other times that now he just has the number saved on speed dial, so if he holds down the number 5, it calls them up, no problem.
Hi, do you have a white truck there? License plate number P00123?
Let me check.
Okay, thanks.
Is this a prank call?
No way.
Your license plate really says poo?
Yeah, I thought it was funny when I paid the extra to get a vanity plate, but right now I don't think it's funny.
Okay, well, either way, that license plate's not showing up in our system.
Okay, darn it. Okay, thanks for checking.
No problem. I'm on the clock. I don't care at all what I'm doing as long as time keeps moving forward till when I can go home.
That makes sense.
I hope it turns up.
Thank you.
See you later.
Okay, bye. I should call the police, I guess.
Hello, 911.
Wow, what are the odds?
No, well, I feel... Why don't you take this one?
Okay. Well, you sound mad.
I'm not mad. You just took your dinner.
Hello?
Hello, 911. What's the emergency?
Hi, yeah. I think my truck just got stolen.
Okay, then let me...
Let me transfer you to stolen vehicles.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, I'd like to report a stolen vehicle. I'm pretty sure my truck just got stolen.
Okay, well, if that's the case, there's a good chance you'll never get it back, just letting you know. The majority never get recovered.
Wait, what? Don't you guys, like, try to find out who stole stolen cars or whatever?
Well, yeah, duh. We write down some information, snoop around a little bit, sometimes sure, but how should I put this? Thieves are good at what they do. And we can't spend all our time and resources just on carjacking. So, yeah, they usually get away with it. But, what's the license plate number?
It's P00123.
Is that a vanity plate?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with anything?
Hey! Listen here, you little... I'm just trying to help solve your case. Do you want me to help you or not?
Yes, of course I want your help. And yes, it is a vanity plate. Sorry. I'm just upset my truck got stolen is all.
Yeah, that sucks. Okay, phone number and name.
Okay, my name is Sam Robertson. My number is 483309211. Then my email address is sam@americasbible.com.
I didn't ask for your email.
Oh, sorry. I just lost track of what you asked for.
Yeah, okay. Like I said, don't get your hopes up. I just want to be clear about that. And I'll call you if we find your car.
Okay, thanks. And it's a truck, not a car you're looking for.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wait, one more thing. Are there any tire tracks by where your truck was?
Let me check. Yeah, actually.
Okay, that's good to know. That means whoever stole it might have peeled out. That's what we call it when someone tries to accelerate so fast that it leaves behind rubber from the tires, and that tells us a lot about the nature of the criminal. That they were in a hurry, perhaps. That's good evidence.
Great. Well, that's something at least.
Yeah, but unless we get lucky or you personally find the guy and bring him to the precinct with hard evidence that proves that they were for sure the guy or the gal who stole it, there's really no way to prove anything. Lots of them are gals these days. You'd be surprised.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Ladies steal cars all the time.
No, I don't care if it was a girl or a guy. I'm just confirming that you expect me to help you search for the thief.
Well, yeah, that would help a lot. It's super hard to prove things beyond a reasonable doubt because of how powerful doubt is as a human force. Oh, our hands are tied. Okay, bye.
Ah! Why? Why did somebody have to steal my special truck?
Hey, Sam, what's happening?
Hey, Dennis.
Whoa, you sound pretty glum. What's going on?
Well, I was just leaving the DMV and, I think someone's... stole my truck.
No! Oh, have you checked with the impound lot yet? Maybe there was street sweeping or something.
Yeah, I called them first. They don't have it.
Bummer. Did you report a stolen vehicle?
Yeah, the officer made it sound like it wasn't very likely they'd ever be able to find it.
Ugh, that stinks. Well, hopefully it turns up.
Yeah, but anyway, I was calling because you know how we talked about making a DMV advertisement?
Yeah?
Well, I wanted to make it myself, but I'm so bad with computers, and it would probably just end up looking pretty hokey and...
Sam, I'm way ahead of you! I threw the ad together this morning. I was actually just going to send it to you.
Whoa, wait, seriously?
Yeah, for sure. An idea came to me when I was eating breakfast. I liked that challenge a lot, you know, of making a DMV advertisement, because it has to be catchy enough to wake people up from their fog, since the DMV is such a sleepy place, you know. But I think I did it. Just wait until you see it.
Incredible. Thanks, Dennis. Yeah, you think you could send it my way? Could you send it to my new email address to try it out?
Yeah, of course. I'm happy to help. What is it?
It's sam@americasbible.com. No apostrophe. No apostrophe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You bet. One second here. Okay, here you go. Okay, it should be in your inbox.
Incredible. Thank you. I have to hang up because I got to sprint home to go get my computer to check my email.
Okay, bye.
With no time to waste, Sam starts sprinting the 2 miles home, with his tie blowing all crazy in the wind, his briefcase under one arm. Because he foolishly started off running as fast as he could, Sam ended up having to walk most of the way. He didn't pace himself too good. His side was hurting pretty bad with the type of sharp pain doctors sometimes call exercise-related transient abdominal pain. But Sam finally made it back to his computer at last.
Oh, wow. Wow. This is so good. Dennis just nailed it.
The advertisement is so perfect, Sam got tears in his eyes. He emails it over to olive83@dmv.gov. Not quite exactly sure what he should do now while he waits for book sales and fan mail to come flooding in from the DMV advertisement, Sam gets his diary out and starts to write.
Dear diary, do you want the good news first or the bad news? The bad news, huh? Okay, well, my truck got stolen, it looks like. And what's a Bible salesman without a trusty vehicle? So I gotta figure all that out, I guess. But are you ready for the good news? I made a new friend, Dennis, who made me a website and designed some business cards at our slumber party. And he even made me an advertisement for at the DMV. He even got us pizza and made pancakes. I feel so humbled by the generosity. But I just sent that ad out to Olive at the DMV, who I think I'd also now consider a friend. She's really cool. So as soon as she receives the email and she gets a minute to enter it into the advertisement rotation for their monitors, it's going to be live at the DMV for all the people there to see. I paid already. That's thousands of potential customers a day. But now what? How do I sell this book without my truck while I wait for the ad to catch people's eyes? I got it. I should get a bike. Those things can move so fast, and I could really use the exercise after having just been driving my truck everywhere for so long. Alright, thanks for helping me figure that out, diary. Writing things down always seems to help me with getting my brain to click back into action a little better. Until next time, friend.
With no time or motivation to get his salesman clothes off of his smelly body and switch into something more cozy, Sam figures that on his walk to the bike shop down the road, it would be smart to multitask by at least knocking on a few doors equipped with his briefcase and informational poster. But hold on, who's this?
Who could that be?
Hello! Could you sign for this package, please?
Yeah, sure. I wonder what this could be. I don't think I was expecting any packages.
No? Well, open it up.
Yeah, good idea. One second. It's taped really good. Hold on. I'll use my keys on it. Ah, there we go. Okay, sweet. It's the business cards I ordered.
Awesome.
Do you want one?
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
Okay, here you go. You're the first one to get one of these cards ever. That's maybe not a big deal for you, but it's a big deal for me.
No, this is a big deal however you cut it. AmericasBible.com. The official Bible of America? Awesome! Wow, thanks for letting me have one of these. This is so neat. I'll check out your website later today. I love the Bible.
Cool. See what you think. This one's the King James Version, except what makes it different is that I illustrated it.
Whoa, okay. Can I email you at this email address here, sam@americasbible.com? Like, if I have any questions or anything?
Yeah, sure, but just one thing.
What's that?
Make sure there's no apostrophe.
You got it. Do people put in apostrophes there a lot?
How would I know? The email would never get to me even. It would get stuck in the internet.
Oh, yeah, good point. Well, anyway, I love to see what people get in their packages. It's my favorite part of the job. It's like getting to deliver people presents all day. Okay, well, you have a good day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Thanks for the package.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for letting me watch you open it.
No problem. Okay, I'll see ya.
And thanks for the business card.
Sure thing.
This is perfect because now Sam has business cards to pass out to everybody and to leave around town, like in the pockets of clothes that's for sale at department stores. And with the first card already handed off to a potential customer, he sets out now on foot to try his luck once again as a door-to-door salesman. But the only problem with today is that it feels like 100 degrees outside, so it's way too hot to actually wear a wool suit from the 60s or 70s without getting heat stroke. So Sam's gonna wear his tie, but he real quick decided to change clothes last second. So now he's got a nice, light green short sleeve dress shirt on that he's tucked into his running shorts, the only shorts he owns. There's no pockets in these shorts, unfortunately, so he chooses to wear a fanny pack to hold his business cards in. That way he can still have his hands free. One lucky hand gets to hold on to the briefcase with the Bible in there, and the other clutches the informational poster. His shorts stop pretty high on his white thighs, and then after his shins, that are really nicely tanned, his clothes resume down at his feet with his comfortable running shoes. It doesn't exactly feel like he's walking on air, but it's a huge improvement from the fancier shoes that normally adorn his feet. Lastly, his baseball cap keeps the sun out of his eyes. He may not look very professional or handsome, but Sam does look pretty comfortable and hydrated, and those are two of the most important things on a super hot day. So we'll see how this goes.
Good afternoon.
Hi, there's a book that I have here. I'm wondering if you have a minute to talk about it. I can tell you a little bit about it.
No.
It's a pretty unique book. You sure you don't even want to see it?
Probably, yeah.
Well, okay, can I leave you with a business card?
Sure.
All right. I just got these made. My friend helped me with them. We had a slumber party, and he helped me. It took a long time to make these and design the website, but he just got off of an online boot camp for web design, like I just said, and he needed some pro bono experience, so he helped me out. His name is Dennis. So check it out. Make sure you don't put an apostrophe on that, because America's Bible, you can't put an apostrophe on websites, or that doesn't just, it goes nowhere. So,
okay.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Good morning. I wonder if you got a minute. There's a book I'm selling, and I'm wondering if you might be interested in taking a look at it.
You know, I don't think we'd be interested. We've got a lot of information on the Old Testament, plus we got a ton of stuff.
Sure. Can I leave you with a business card?
Sure.
I just got them printed. They came in the mail today. My friend Dennis designed the cards. He's
your
just
dentist?
My friend. I wish my dentist did. My friend Dennis.
Oh, Dennis.
He's fresh out of an online boot camp for designing websites and business cards.
Cool.
Oh, hi. There's a book I'm selling. I'm a door-to-door salesman. I'm wondering if you got a minute.
Oh, no. No, we're not interested. Thanks.
All right. I got a business card. You want me to leave it with you?
No, that's okay. Thanks.
My my friend Dennis just took an online boot camp course. Web design. You sure you don't want me to leave it?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hi.
Hello.
I got a book here. I'm wondering if you got a minute to talk.
I don't.
Just for it's not a book you normally see. It's the I understand if I could just leave you a business card.
Why you do that? Just because I'm really busy right now.
Yes, of course. I just got these business cards in the mail today. So it's americasbible.com, no apostrophe.
Okay. All right.
We'll see you.
Your outfit.
I usually look way different, but it's too hot to wear a full suit. So I usually look way more professional.
If you had a suit on, I wouldn't even have opened the door.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Thank you. Hi. Sure. I got a book here. I'm wondering if you got a minute to talk.
I do not.
You might be interested. You don't know even yet what it is.
You're working at a disadvantage. I'll bet you're the fifth guy in the last 3 days. So I'm like... Thank you so much.
All right, have a good one.
Okay, you too, sir.
Hello, there's a book I got. I'm wondering if you got a minute to talk about it.
Look, I'm at work, man. I can't.
Do you think I'm not at work? Oh, I'm at work too. I actually have to go. I have to go even before you have to go. Bye. Hi. I'm wondering if you have a minute. I've got a book that I'm selling, and I think you might like it.
Nope. Sorry, I'm super busy.
Just hold on, please. I illustrated this book myself. Do you know anyone that's an artist?
Sure, of course.
Cool. Would you like to check out this poster I made that shows proof that there are already plenty of existing customers who are very satisfied with the product? There's customer testimonials and graphs based on a survey I conducted with people who have already bought the book.
Okay. Let me see.
All right, here, check it out.
Whoa, this is a great poster. It's very artfully made. And yeah, the customers do sound like they're super satisfied. Sorry, maybe I missed it, but what is the book you're selling?
Oh yeah, I meant to tell you sooner, sorry. It's the King James Old Testament, but illustrated by me. Here's a copy you can look through if you'd like.
Okay, sure. Hand it over.
Here you go.
Thanks. Whoa, these are great. Check this one out. I love it. I'm guessing the bolded passages are what you did the paintings of?
You got it.
Okay. This one's from Psalm 89, verse 44. Thou hast made his glory to cease and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth hast thou shortened. Thou hast covered him in shame. Selah. Whoa. That's cool how you depicted the shame of a guy unclogging a toilet. Speaking from experience, that's always the pinnacle of shame when that happens somewhere that's not your house.
Oh man, I totally agree.
I mean, even at your own house sometimes. How much is the book? I'm totally broke, but I just wanted to check.
Yeah, well, it's pretty steep. It's $130 because I chose to have it printed locally with super high quality, with all the bells and whistles.
That's great you went local. It looks incredible and worth the price. Yeah, unfortunately, that's out of my range. I'm a bike mechanic, and I'm bad with my money.
Wait, what? My truck just got stolen, and I need a bike bad. I'm actually on my way to a bike shop to look for one.
Seriously? I have a bunch in my basement, maybe one that will work for you.
Whoa, that'd be incredible.
Let's go check. Oh, you don't have to take off your shoes.
Oh, that's good. My feet stink real bad. Whoa. This is a nice place.
Thanks. I got it as a foreclosure in the recession 15 years ago for a pretty low price, and I've been fixing it up over the years. I've always rented it out to friends for cheap just to help cover the mortgage, but I also get to live here, so it's worked out real good.
That's super smart. Incredible.
I may be broke, but I own the house now. Paid the last mortgage payment yesterday.
Wow. That is truly incredible. Holy cow. I've never met someone who's actually finished paying off their mortgage.
Thanks. Yeah, I never thought I'd be a homeowner, but it just kind of happened and worked out. Okay, let me turn on a light. Ta-da! Here are my bikes.
Wow.
This one might fit you pretty good, actually.
Whoa. I love it. I don't even need to think about it. That's the one. How much for it?
I was thinking $130, but...
Wait,
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Let's trade a Bible for a bike!
It's a deal!
Awesome. Okay, I'm so glad I knocked on your door.
Yeah, me too.
That's perfect, because I just remembered, I spent the last $120 I had at the DMV for an advertisement. Honestly, I don't know what I'd have done at the bike shop. That wouldn't have worked at all without any money. Here, well, I'll carry the bike upstairs and grab you a book from my briefcase.
Sounds good. That sucks that your vehicle got stolen.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It hasn't turned up yet or anything. The policeman didn't seem too concerned, and he was pretty sure it wouldn't show up. I'm just glad I have a bike now. Okay, let me flip open my briefcase and get you your copy. Okay, here you go.
Wow, I love it so much. I can't wait to spend some more time with it today.
I'm so glad to have met you. What's your name, actually? Sorry, I never asked.
It's Tanya.
Cool, I'm Sam. Actually, Tanya, can I use your bathroom before I hit the road on my new bike?
Yeah, of course. It's just down the hall.
Great. Okay, thank you. I'll be right back.
5 minutes pass before Sam comes back out, looking nervous and sweaty.
Hey, Tanya? Plug the toilet. I'm so sorry. Do you have a plunger?
Yeah, of course. One of my roommates always brings it out to the closet for some reason when he's done with it. Here you go.
Thanks. I'm so embarrassed.
Sam, no need. There should be no shame around plugging a toilet. We've already been over this. Don't worry. It happens to everyone. But I do want a print of that toilet plunging picture for the bathroom if you have one.
Oh, okay, for sure. Yeah, you bet. I'll mail it to you. Okay, give me that plunger. I'm going in. Okay. Sorry about that.
Seriously, we have to start ending the stigma around clogged toilets. That starts here, with us, now. No more shame.
Okay. Good plan. No more shame. I'm still blushing, but that'll fade with time. Hey, before I leave, can I use your computer, actually? I just started advertising at the DMV, like I said, and I want to see if any emails have come in yet about it.
Totally, I've got one over here. Follow me. That's a great idea, advertising at the DMV. Pretty much everyone in the world has to go there. It's one of the few things left that unites us as a species.
Thanks. Yeah, I hope it works out. Okay, all right, here we go. Whoa. A sale already came in. The note with the book order says, I was so bored at the DMV until I saw your advertisement. I had to get a copy for myself because I'm very intrigued. Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, wow, and it goes on. And I just wanted to throw an idea out to you, it says. The same ad would look awesome as a yard sign, and I would totally put one in my yard. Let me know if you'd ever want to try that. I know a good union printer.
What a good idea. You should take him up on that.
Yeah, I will. That's great. Okay, here's another email. Oof, this one's not so good. Check this out, Tanya. It says, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. You should be ashamed of yourself. There's no way this is actually the official Bible of America. You just made that up to make it seem like your book is more important than it is. I see right through you. You're a hack. Get lost. Looks like the DMV will let just about anyone advertise here these days. I hate you.
Wow. That's so harsh. Jeez. Well, you should probably take that as a compliment. It's hard to get a strong reaction out of anyone these days.
Yeah, thanks. Maybe you're right.
How else are you advertising?
Well, I've got business cards and That's about it, I guess. I'm trying to figure out what would be a good advertising campaign. Something great to really get the word out about this book. The yard signs is a really good idea. I think I'll try that, too.
Yeah, it is. And wait, you should totally get a billboard.
Wow. Well, yeah, that would be incredible, but those things have to cost a ton of money.
Yeah, probably, but you'd get the money back through sales, most likely. Okay, hear me out. I have a serious question for you.
Yeah?
Have you ever heard about fecal donation?
No. What's that? It sounds terrible.
Yeah, it does, but it saves tons of lives. Some people need good, healthy gut bacteria reintroduced into their stomachs if they're sick. And you get like $30 each time you donate poop. But not everyone qualifies.
Wow, whoa. So I should look into that. That just gave me an idea. I should see if I qualify or whatever, but also I should ask existing customers if they would consider donating poop and giving me some of the money. I'd be kind of like a charity while also funding my own advertising campaign.
That's brilliant. Yeah, reach out to your base.
And it would be totally in line with the Old Testament, because check out this last passage. I read it at the DMV 7 years ago and knew for sure it would have to be the last painting for the book. Here, check this out. Check out this passage. Malachi chapter 2, verse 2. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Ye, I have cursed them already, because ye do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feasts, and one shall take you away with it.
Wow, wow, wow. In your painting, is that God wiping poop on that other guy's face with the curtains closing?
You got it.
Oh, man. And the silhouetted crowd in front is going wild. What a show.
Yeah, so anyway, crowdfunding with fecal donation would be totally in line with the project symbolically. And I'd be doing a good thing. It would be super poetic. Then I could maybe get a billboard with the money.
Yeah, wow, that's perfect.
Thanks for the idea, Tanya. After the Yardside campaign, I'll have to try that. Down the road a little bit, probably. Okay, I should get going, but this has been incredible.
Yeah, I'm so glad you stopped by on your journey. Here's a helmet. I've got an extra. You shouldn't be biking around without one here. Drivers are totally nuts. They don't notice bikers a lot of the time. And hold on a sec while I put some air in your tires.
Thank you so much. I think I'm going straight home to get these yard signs ordered up. It's been great hanging out.
Yeah, you should get my number in case you ever need something. I want to help however I can. I really believe in your project.
Wow, thanks. Okay, I got a pen. I'm ready if you want to tell me your number.
782-48-22-299.
Okay, perfect. Got it. 299. Okay, thanks, Tanya. I'll see you around.
Goodbye, Sam. Good luck out there.
Thanks.
Oh, and Sam?
Yeah?
You want me to attach a milk crate to your bike rack so you can stick your briefcase in there? It would only take a minute.
Yeah, totally. Thanks. It would be really hard to transport the briefcase otherwise. That would be great.
Okie dokie. And I threw on an extra bell. I had to. Try it out.
With optimism and hope blossoming like a sea of desert roses transplanted into the rainforest, Sam gets out of there after the milk crate gets zip-tied to his rack. Thoughtful Tanya even threw in two bungee cords on the house to strap things down to his crate so they don't go flopping all over the place if he hits a bad pothole wrong. His tie blows in the wind ferociously like the tongue of a jackal in the backseat of a speedy convertible as he picks up momentum, pedaling faster and faster and faster on this perfect sunny day. And now he's picking up even more speed as he starts going down a hill. Sam smiles as he imagines the feeling of selling that 100th copy, and he imagines shaking the Pope's old hand, and he shudders a little bit. He's biking to the same old home. But yet again, he feels new. He feels reborn, fully alive. What was he doing driving a truck this whole time when he could have been on a bicycle? Sam tries going no-handed for a few seconds, but it's a little too scary. He'll work on that trick more later.
This concludes episode 3 of Birth of a Salesman Named Sam's Business Cards Arrive. The angry person in line at the DMV was played by Shelby Richardson. Olive was the voice of Megan Kreidler. The impound lot person was Jay Eisenberg, and the 911 dispatch team was also Shelby and Jay. Officer Brink was played by Dustin Bronson, and Dennis was Skylar Nowinski. The postal worker was played by Sophia Padilla, and the voice of Tanya was played by Chelsea Newhard. Sam played himself. Episode 3 was produced and narrated by Dan Dukic. He also did the music and sound design. And this song you're hearing now, beneath the credits, is by Daniel Bonespur. It's called What You Do. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for episode 4 called Sam Calls the Vatican.